Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the positive impact of the Beef at Sweats for Dinner 300 race in just a moment.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation has been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
For the second year, the Federation of State Beef Councils promoting beef in Daytona at the Beef at Sweats for Dinner 300 race the Saturday before the Daytona 500 was run. Heather Buckmaster, the Oklahoma Beef Council, one of the State Beef Council executives on the ground at the racetrack, working nonstop to make sure beef was front and center.
One of the incredible things, Heather, about the Beef is What's for Dinner 300 campaign, the number of people that were able to be reached, not just in this country, but around the world.
Absolutely. The results of this beef checkoff effort were 6.2 billion positive impressions for the beef brand. But let's talk about what that truly means. What does impressions mean? It's essentially the number of times consumers were exposed to our brands, our ads, and messaging. In just 6 days, we were over 5 billion impressions, and that was before beef was a hot commodity on Fox and Friends the day of the Daytona race. The checkoff uses a third-party media monitoring services to tabulate the impressions on traditional and social media.
This promotion was led by the Federation of State Beef Councils, had logistical help from the NCBA as well, a contractor to do the beef checkoff. But Heather says the State Beef Council stepped up front and center.
I want to send a shout out to my colleagues that were passionate advocates on the ground for beef from Florida, Texas, Alabama, Colorado, Tennessee, and Arkansas beef councils. While we were on the ground support for consumer engagement, the Florida Beef Council staff, they were absolutely invaluable for their assistance in coordinating so many of the events and activities during the week. And the Texas Beef Council, God bless Texas, they sent an amazing group of chefs that prepared 800 beef meals for the media, as well as the steak served on Fox and Friends and ESPN's show Marty and McGee, which incidentally also featured Oklahoma rancher and past Federation of State Beef Council Chairman Clay Bertram.
Tell me about the special relationship between Oklahoma and Florida.
Absolutely. We have a great relationship for Florida. The Florida and Oklahoma Beef Councils came together to show a short video with Corey LaJoy, who's the Cup Series driver of the number 7 Spire Motorsports on Tuesday of Speed Week. It was a great day on the ranch, and we took Corey, and he spent a day learning about how ranching works in Florida. The Daytona International Speedway was wonderful because after we shared it with them, they broadcast it multiple times throughout the facility, including the big screens and throughout the fan zone before the Beef at Sweats Dinner 300, which was completely free advertising for us, which we always love. So thousands saw it at Daytona, as well as the reach on social media.
Bottom line, you know, this was an amazing combination of things that were going on. And you had a little extra kicker because of who you were working with there as far as this particular racetrack driver.
Absolutely. There's a great backstory on the Fox and Friends piece. We had no idea when we were shooting with Corey on the ranch that he would be the driver featured on Fox and Friends piece on the Sunday morning of the Daytona 500, considering he was driving in it. However, he made sure and he mentioned his pre-race meal was a steak because he needed the protein.
Heather Buckmaster, the Oklahoma Beef Council, talking about the second year of a partnership between the State Federation of Beef Councils and the Daytona International Speedway to sponsor the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300. 5.6 billion impressions, favorable impressions for the beef industry generated from the race. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 23rd annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 19th at the ranch near Waucomas, Oklahoma. The sale features over 100 home-raised service-age bulls, fall 2020 to spring 2021 registered Angus bulls, including many ET Full and half-brothers from our top donor dams. For more information, call the ranch at 580-758-1464 or go online at pollardfarms.com or mcsauction.com. The Pollard Farms Annual Bull Sale, March 19th.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, reporting.